Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mighty Men of Valor with your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III, a Living Saved Ministries production. We invite you to listen as Reverend Cleveland Howell III teaches young men using sound biblical doctrine and personal life experience how to live a better life in this world. And now, without any further delay, here is your host, Reverend Cleveland Howell III.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Mighty Man of Valor show this evening. I'm your host, Elder Cleveland Howell III, and we give the Lord all the praise and all the glory for another day, for another month, for another opportunity, amen, to be in the land of the living. Amen. There's no other place where we would be than to be in the arms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God has protected us, amen, throughout this day. He has protected us throughout this week. He's continuing to protect us throughout this weekend. And we just want to tell the Lord thank you. Amen. So as we lift our eyes unto the hills right now, from which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, O God, with thanksgiving and praise. Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you for this time of prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. Father, we thank you just for being God. Lord, we know that there will be nothing without you. We are nothing without you, O God. And we pray right now, Lord, that you touch our hearts and touch our minds and touch our souls. Lord, help us, Lord, to be the people of God, Lord, who thirst and hunger after your righteousness, O God. Lord, we need to hear a word from you, God. We're nothing without you. We can't do it. We can't speak it. We can't say anything, O God. Now, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that your will and your way be done. Lord, we need a special anointing tonight, O God. Lord, we need to hear from heaven tonight, O God. Lord, a soul needs to be delivered tonight, Lord. A soul needs to be saved tonight, O God. Lord, and we ask right now, Heavenly Father, that your will and your way be done. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that someone will realize, Lord, that they need a touch from you, O God. Yes, Lord, someone will realize, Lord, that they cannot make it without you, O God. Father, we pray right now for the unsaved, Lord. We pray for those who have gone astray, O God. We pray for our family members, Lord, who think, Lord, that they can make it by the ways of this wicked world, O God. And we pray right now that you touch hearts and that you touch minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. So we say thank you. We pray right now, God, that your will and your way be done. Lord, we pray right now, God, that you would touch our hearts and touch our minds. Lord, help us, Lord, to be all that you're calling for us to be, Lord. Lord, we ask right now, Lord, that you would use us for your glory. Lord, we pray that someone will say, what must I do to be saved? And Lord, we thank you in advance, O God, for what you've done. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Now, God, we just magnify you, Lord. We glorify your holy name, Lord, knowing that Lord, it's because of you that we live and that we move and that we have our being. So, Lord, continue to have your divine way. And, Father, whatever takes place, O God, we'll be forever so grateful and thankful, Lord, to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Now, Lord, we need a touch from you, O God. We need something special from you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now, Lord, that whatever goes forth, O God, you would receive the praise. You would receive the glory and the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We thank each and every one of you for being with us this evening on the Mighty Man of Valor show. I'm your host, Elder Cleveland Howell III, and we just thank the Lord. Amen. If you just think for a moment how God has protected you today, if you just think for a moment how he has watched over you today, if you just think for a moment you would be able to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I lift your name on high. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles with you tonight, I would like for you to turn with me to Mark. Amen. The fifth chapter. Amen. Let's look at Mark, the fifth chapter. Amen. And let's read verses 25 through 29. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says this, and a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. Amen. Well, our sermon title for the lesson this evening is, All You Need is a Touch from Jesus. Amen. All you need is a touch from Jesus. I don't care where you're at right now, what country, what state, what circumstance, what situation you may be in. I want someone to know all you need tonight, amen, is a touch from Jesus. Amen. So as we look into our text tonight, I'm reminded, amen, of the story of the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. This is a remarkable story of a woman who had great faith. Amen. A woman who was determined to touch Jesus, a woman who wouldn't let anything separate her from touching the hem of his garment. Amen. But this remarkable story of faith is recorded in three of the Gospels. Amen. Matthew 9 and 20. Amen. Luke 8 and 43. And Mark 5 and 25. But as we turn our attention tonight to Mark 5 and 25, we find here a woman, amen, who had an issue of blood for 12 long years. Amen. This woman's issue made her ceremonially unclean by Jewish law, amen. And any man that touched her or spoke to her or even looked at her could become defiled. Let's go reference Leviticus, amen, the 15th chapter, verses 19 through 28, amen. When you get some time, read that for a little further understanding, amen. This woman was shunned, amen, by the community, by her neighbors, by everybody in town. They knew that she had an issue, amen. They knew that she had a situation. They knew that she had a problem going on within her body. But that did not stop the woman, amen. She was determined that no matter what I have to do, amen, I'm going to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, amen. So we see here in the 26th verse that, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing getting better, but rather grew up. Amen. This woman had spent some time in Henry Ford Hospital. Amen. She had spent some time in Hazel Park Hospital. She had spent some time in the Leesburg Medical Center. Amen. She had spent some time in Dr. Phillips. She had spent some time, amen, in Orlando Regional Medical Center. All of these places, all of the co-pays, all of the doctor visits, she had spent everything that she had. Amen. This woman was broke. Amen. The 401k plan, the savings, all the retirement, everything she had was gone. Amen. Everything. She was down to rock bottom. And the sad thing about it was that she still had her issue. Amen. After she had been to all the doctors, and after they had run all the tests, after they'd done all these things trying to find a cure for this woman, no one could find a cure. No one could heal her issue. No one could heal poor woman. Amen. She had, and the Bible says, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Her issue grew worse. Amen. Verse 27, and when she had heard of Jesus, see, the woman didn't even see, but she heard that he was in town. She heard that he was nearby. She heard that he was coming in her vicinity.
And that gave her hope, amen. That increased her faith. That let her know that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, that if she could just get close to Jesus, her issue would be resolved. What about you all listening tonight? There's many of you listening. There's someone listening tonight in Pakistan. There's somebody listening in Syria. There's someone listening into China tonight, and you have an issue. But I want to let you know tonight, all you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch from him. All you need is a hug from him, and your issue can be resolved. That's all it's going to take. It's not going to take no hope. But so, see, because in the world that we are living in, folks think that all they need is a touch from another man. All they need is a touch from another woman. But I want somebody to know tonight, listening on the airwaves, all you need is a touch from Jesus. What is your issue tonight? Is it spiritual? Is it financial? Is it marital? Is it on the job? Is it in the house? Whatever it may be, God is able to turn your situation around. All you have to do is seek him with your whole heart. Amen. You have to seek him with your heart. That's what's going to help you get beyond your issue. Seeking Christ with your whole heart. Amen. So as we look into the text, amen, we see a lot of you listening tonight, you can attest to the same thing, that no matter who we spoke to or whoever tried to help us, no one could help us solve our issue. Nobody. And that lets us know the only way that we're going to be cured from our situation is that we need a touch from Jesus. In this wicked world we are living in, everybody's looking for somebody to solve their situation. Some of you are going to get your palms read. Some of you are going to see what Mama said, what Daddy said. But have you considered Jesus? Have you considered the creator of the universe? Have you considered the great I am? Jesus wants to heal you tonight, but you have to seek him with your whole heart. This woman put everything she had on the line so that she can get closer to Jesus. What about you tonight? What's in the way of you getting closer to Christ? What's hindering you from being the man of God or the woman of God that God is calling to you? What's in the way? What's hindering you? What's the hurdle that you need to jump over so that you can get to the place where Christ will have you to be? Amen. What's your issue? Jesus wants to cure your issue right now. He wants to solve it. He wants to resolve it. He wants to remove it out of your way. Amen. And this is why he's telling us right now, turn with me to Matthew 11. See, some of you are so tired of your issue. Now, imagine this. This woman had her issue for 12 long years, day in and day out. She never got better. She never got cured. Nothing ever changed in her life for 12 years. Can you imagine being miserable for 12 years? Nothing changing. Everything is the same in your life. That's a boring, dull life. Amen. When all you got to do is give your heart to Jesus, that's all it takes, is letting Christ have first place in your life. That's all it takes. Look at Matthew 11, verse 28. And the Bible says, this is Jesus talking to you right now. Yes, you listening to me in the basement. Yes, you listening to me on the couch. You listening to me in the front room. Jesus is talking to you tonight. He wants to cure and heal your issue. And he's saying this. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You need rest. Your issue has worn you out. He says, I'll give you rest. Then he says here, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus wants to heal your issue. He wants to set you free tonight. What about you? See, there's a lot of people in this world. There's a lot of people in church. There's a lot of people who want to be delivered from their issue, but you are too far from Christ. Your life is too far gone that he can't touch you while you're still living in sin. He won't touch you while you're still living in obedience. He won't get close to you unless you are in right relationship with him. What about you tonight? Don't you want Christ to heal your issue? Don't you want your issue resolved? Don't you want things changed in your life? Yes, I'm talking to you. Don't you want to be blessed? Don't you want a right relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, you got to get rid of your issue. Oh, yes, everybody under the sound of my voice has an issue. Don't fool yourself. Nobody's perfect. Nobody has made it. Everyone has an issue. And I'm challenging you tonight. If you want to get rid of your issue, then draw closer to Jesus. Draw closer to Jesus, and he will help you get over your issue. Amen. See, but this is the problem in this wicked world that we are living in today. People are looking for a touch to solve their issues. Women are looking for a touch. Men are looking for a touch, but their lives are so far from Jesus to be touched by him. They have too much pride. They are high-minded. They're having the lust of the flesh. And all of these things will keep you out of the reach with a touch from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A lot of people in church who are listening tonight have a desire. You have a true desire to be delivered, to be set free from your issue, but they won't get close enough to Jesus so that he can touch you and change your life. And Jesus wants to remind you tonight. Yes, you're listening tonight. Jesus wants to remind you. Turn with me to Matthew 15, verse 7. He wants you to understand something tonight. He says, "Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." That's what's wrong with this sinful world. You're listening to man too much. You're following the teachings of man. You're following the words of man. How about following Jesus? Follow the words of Christ. Stop listening to what man say, but what does the word say? What does said the Lord say so that he can cure you? Man can't cure your issue. Man can't help you with nothing. Only Jesus can solve your issue. Amen. He's the only one. And he's letting us know tonight that you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. Yeah, you got the lingo, you got the dress on, you got the hat on, you got the three-piece suit on, all of these things. You know how to look, but your heart is far from the truth. Your heart is too far from righteousness that you can't be touched to be delivered from your issue. That's what the problem is. You look the part. You know how to talk the part, but your heart is far from the truth. And that's why he's calling you a hypocrite. Amen. This people draw nigh unto me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart. See, because if your heart was right, you would let Christ fix and heal your issue. Amen. That's all it takes. All it takes is a touch, just one touch from Jesus, and everything else will be all right. It'll just take a touch. Many of us listening tonight can agree that we have had or some of us may be dealing with an issue tonight. Oh, yes, but I want you to know the only way that we can get solved is if we give our heart to Christ. But I want you to turn with me to Matthew 9:21, and I like this part here where that the woman said, "For she said within herself." See, she didn't waste no time telling nobody else about her issue. She spoke it to herself. She knew, I need to touch the hem of Christ's garment. I need to get close to Jesus. I need to find out where Jesus is so that he can touch me, so that he can solve my issue. She wasn't worried about your issue and your issue and your issue. She spoke to herself. See, because folk today, you think they're on your side. You think they're for you. Man, please. Negroes will shoot you down in a minute. They will destroy you in a minute. That's why this woman didn't tell nobody about her issue. She kept it within herself. Amen. If I may be touch his garment, I shall be whole. See, because probably there might have been someone who would probably discourage her. Oh, girl, you don't need to do that, child. You don't need to do that. She said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. What about you tonight? Who are you listening to? Are you listening to the world, or are you listening to Jesus? Amen. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Jesus wants to solve and heal your issue. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He wants to fix this woman. Even though she was dealing with her issue, she began to speak to herself. This lets us know tonight that you need to encourage yourself to keep pressing to get closer to Jesus. This woman said, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. I love the fact that she didn't need to get an opinion from someone or secondhand advice. She said it to herself. She knew that she had to activate her faith. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Now, let's go back to the text. Mark 5. Amen. All you need is a touch from Jesus to get your issue healed. Amen. Back to the text. The Bible says when she had heard of Jesus, she had only heard that he was in the area. The Bible says that she came in the press behind and touched his garment. She put her life on the line. She had to press against and touch some people to get close to Jesus. She knew that she could have been stoned to death by being outside and close to others, but she denied the odds and showed that her faith was stronger than her issue. Amen. She had nothing to lose. She had already lost everything, but she had a lot to gain, her faith in Jesus Christ. What about you listening tonight? In Jesus Christ, stronger than your issue? It's a personal question. And only you know the answer. Only you. Is your faith in Jesus Christ stronger than your issue? Is it? Is it stronger? She had nothing else to lose. She had lost everything but her faith in Jesus Christ. What about you tonight? What about you? A lot of folks say they have faith in Jesus, but are you willing to put your life in harm's way to get your issue healed? Amen. Are you willing? The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 28, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Amen. If I may touch. This woman knew that her bleeding would cause Jesus to be unclean under Jewish law if she touched him, but by faith, the woman reached out and was healed. Someone listening to me on the airways tonight needs to be healed. You need to know that your issue is not too big for Jesus. He wants to heal you. But do you believe that he's able? Ephesians 4 and 20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us," that worketh within us. Verse 29, "And straightway and immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." She was healed after she had a touch from Jesus. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out, that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" They were like, "Well, Jesus, you see all these people, man. How do we know who touched you? There's so many people around us. How do we know? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." I challenge you tonight. That's all I have. I challenge you tonight. Those of you listening on the airwaves, don't get off the phone tonight without you accepting Christ as your personal Savior, so that he can heal you of your issue. Someone needs a touch. You know who you are, and you know where you are. I want to challenge you tonight to let Jesus' crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And I challenge you. I challenge you. Is there one tonight? Is there one who wants to let Christ be first in your life? Is there one who wants to let Christ heal your issue? I challenge you. That's all I have tonight. But Christ wants to heal you. Christ wants to do something special in your body. And you keep denying Christ. You keep running from Christ. You keep thinking that you can make it without him. But my friend, you can't do anything without Jesus Christ. Aren't you tired of your issue? Don't you want to be healed? Don't you want Jesus to do something miraculous for you? I challenge you tonight. All you need is a touch from Jesus. All you need is a touch. That's all you need. Is there one? Father in heaven, I pray for the one, Lord, who hasn't yet surrendered, God. I pray for their soul. I pray for their deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you. I pray for your healing virtue, God. I pray, Lord, that your will and your way be done. Lord, only you know what's best. I pray for my brother, and I pray for my sister, Lord, that you would see us. Father, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' precious name, we pray, O God. Amen and amen. Well, we love you, and I'm trusting that God is going to heal and solve your issue. We're looking forward to seeing you. Jesus' name we pray. Amen.